Hello, everybody!
This is your old pal.
Satire.
Dumb and dangerous.
This is the story of
twisted music messages
and sweet pickles.
We're gonna have extreme fun during this.
Well, that's a damn lie.
You might get beat up if you try to have this extreme fun, so don't do it.
Some women never come back.
You must master your kung fu first, then come back.
So he returned to the woodcutter's house and said,
I have a job for you.
You can blow.
Blow harder and harder.
Your mouth gets special attention.
A nurse will shave off your pubic hair and give you a
really good blowjob.
Yes, even in hot soapy dishwater.
Blowing my mind!
Here's what we love to do.
You're gonna wonder why your mouth tastes like
cock, rod, dick, meat, ding dong, wand, wiener, tool, Peter.
Hi, this is Peter Cetera.
What hard question did Peter ask Jesus?
Do you realize that this plump, juicy prune cooks up in just a few minutes?
All right, keep the little beasts, but you'll be sorry.
I think a lot of people don't realize how good prunes really are.
They were more popular than Jesus Christ.
I'd rather have Jesus than
Johnny Mathis.
On or around the external sex organ.
Me too.
Assuming your sex organs are normal.
Johnny Mathis.
Must always be in position before intercourse.
This is to create for whoever's practicing a magical atmosphere.
Promise her that you won't try any more magic tricks in their house.
And he said, I make you a promise. And this is the sign of my promise.
Mountains of human corpses.
We hear they're all delicious.
What would he like for dinner?
One heart. Of a cow.
And melted butter.
You can have anything you want for dinner.
How about hard-toed shoes?
Sounds tasty, but what does that have to do with
George Washington and Abe Lincoln?
Soon they were husband and wife.
They're still eating sweet green grass to this very day.
But they love to watch television.
You can be jailed for owning a television.
I'll snap on these handcuffs. I'll take them to jail.
Jim went to jail with plenty of time to think.
His thinking is becoming muddled.
He chose the company of criminals.
Hi, I'm O.J. Simpson. Now, you may know me as a sportscaster, a commercial pitchman, or
a liar and an unremorseful killer.
But I've learned a few methods over the years that help turn my bad habits into good habits.
Hey, I'll stab you, you motherfucker. Ouch.
What do doctors recommend for pain today?
Carrots and peas and eggshells and corn cobs and other stuff.
Useful things. And things to make you pretty.
Well, your mom is ugly.
What'd you say about my mother?
I said Satan.
I don't think so, said his mother.
And it certainly isn't being considerate of his mother.
Only a doctor can tell you for sure.
I'm a family physician.
Well, I am not.
Like you, I
spend most of my time
living in hotels and not getting enough sleep.
Because I live with Satan.
I have seen things that would have you puking for decades.
All kinds of weird things.
Pretty things.
Green growing things.
Those hideous green things are still coming out of the sea.
You shall have them for food.
Everyone needs food.
And what if we don't?
I certainly don't.
Yes, everyone loves
mushrooms.
No, I don't.
Nearly everyone has become
pregnant moms that can't stop using
Pep Boys.
Stool softener.
Or the slab of imitation egg filler.
But in the hands of the addict, their use is perverted.
If you use an automatic toilet bowl cleaner that doesn't clean well enough,
you will die.
Oh, good. That sounds like fun.
I hate fun.
I hate this place.
I hate God.
God heard her and said,
we want to keep it that way.
All that heard him were astonished.
That's the silliest thing I ever heard.
You've heard of Global Shipping?
Largest shipping company in the world, aren't they, sir?
Take this piece of dog poop to the bathroom.
Bert wanted to eat it.
Bert, you're sick.
Bert was ashamed.
Oh, boy.
I'm gonna nail that sick old son of a bitch.
They drove nails through his poor feet into
an unprotected electrical outlet.
And this is the shocking result.
Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better.
Try it today.
That gets rather dull after a while.
But did you know that
an open invitation to an electrical shock
has been called the most effective introduction to the occult in the history of man.
Gotta live for Satan. But Jesus had another plan.
Put on your most spectacular clothes and jewels.
Get down! Get down! Down your knees!
Reach up and grab this.
Grab the barrel of my gun.
The first time you blow that one, the neighbors will complain.
I'm here to tell you tonight, neighbor, that the thing that you had better do is
soak and soften every bit of your beard
in a thick, colorless liquid called semen
that cleans and lusters hair.
Makes your hair look richer, healthier,
creamier,
tender and juicy.
He said to his father,
and that mean old troll floated down the river and was never seen again.